Recent cases of people infected with the bird flu aroused concern in some parts of the society. Is this concern justified? For the answer of this question, we invited a veterinarian. Hello and welcome, Ms. Miller.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
What pathogen causes the bird flu and what makes it different from the flu that we get once in a while?
Both human and bird flu are caused by subtypes of influenza viruses. Viruses have very specific techniques to infect their host. This means that the viruses that cause the bird flu are very unlikely to be transmitted to us.
How come that there are cases of human infections with the bird flu?
The exact mechanism is not fully understood. Humans probably need to take up huge amounts of the virus in order to get infected. This can happen due to very close contact to an infected bird.
The most recent case of a human infection with the bird flu was in Chile. The person was infected with an HPAI H5N1 virus. Can you explain to us what that means?
We generally distinguish between low pathogenic avian influenza, LPAI, and highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI. The term that comes after refers to specific proteins of the virus subtype. The most prominent subtypes when it comes to transmission from birds to humans are H5N1 and H7N9.
Are there any known cases of human infections with avian flu in Germany?
No. All around the world, there are only a few cases reported. Most of them can be located to the Asian Pacific region.
Is there even a risk for people that don't work with birds or have hobbies that include birds?
There is no acute danger at the moment, but as we learned from the corona pandemic, viruses can mutate. We shouldn't give those viruses the chance to do that. Therefore, prevention is very important.
What can I do for prevention?
You should first of all never touch sick or dead wild animals. This is also something you should teach your children. If you come in contact with an infected bird, for whatever reason, you should thoroughly wash and disinfect your hands. If you develop symptoms that are similar to a normal flu infection, contact your doctor and your local health department.
Thank you very much for your time, Ms. Miller.
You're welcome.